are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have a super awesome, inspiring girl boss on the line, Melina Cortez, who is the founder of Lolaby. Hi, Melina. How are you today?
Good. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on. You're such an inspiring girl boss. So I'm really excited to have you on
today.
Thank
you.
Of course. And share with our audience, you know, how you got to where you are. And we'll get into a fun game time in a little while. So tell us a little bit about what even inspired you to become a fashion designer.
So first of all, thank you for having me on. And thank you for people like you that I'm able to do this. Thank you. As far as a fashion designer, so you know, growing up, I always had this idea, and I always knew that I wanted to do something. I didn't quite know what it was. I had to go to college, which I did, and I have a business degree. I have an MBA. I didn't get the opportunity to start pursuing my dream until recently, actually. And what inspired me to finally take the plunge and to launch it was because I felt like there was really something missing. I felt like I needed a creative outlet for me. I felt like I needed a way to communicate my ideas, to communicate when I was happy or unhappy, or you know, my very little minuscule way of making a mark in the world and making a change in the world. So this is how I figured I would do it. And I think I've always been somewhat creative. And so when I started putting my ideas into paper, that's when I came with the idea of, okay, now it's the right time. I had a job, I could fund it. I had saved a little bit of money, so the risk was not as big as it would have been had I launched, you know, when I was still in college or fresh out of college. So it was about waiting for the right time, having the right support. And not to say that I haven't failed and made many, many mistakes, but that is kind of what inspired me to take the plunge and take the risk.
No, I love it. And I mean, of course, we have to talk about, because I went with you, but you know, you were on New York One, NBC Boston. They did all this fun coverage of behind the scenes with Melina, and it was so exciting.
Yeah, that was a little crazy because I actually, after, and you were there for a lot of it, but after these things started airing and people come up to me and they tell me, you know, how fabulous it was and how great it looked. And I agree, everything that happened in 2017 was, a lot of it was so amazing. Some of it, not so much, you know, keeping it real, but it takes a lot of work. So it's like you see someone on TV or in a magazine or on a photo shoot or you're in Fashion Week, and those are amazing moments. But really, as much as I enjoy those moments, it's like I always have to take a moment and step back and just think about what it took to get there. Because for me, I mean, I don't come from money. I come from a very modest background. So all those wins that I get to share with my friends and my family and my kids and my husband and everyone who makes it possible, you know, it's because of sacrifices that not only I have made, but that my husband has made, that my kids have made. You know, they haven't chosen to make them, but because of the support that I have around me, because of women like you, because of people that want women that want to help other women.
No, it's so true. I mean, that was so on point with everything you said. It's almost like you really have to be present, like in that moment, right? When you're going, like when you were at New York Fashion Week, you probably were like, oh my God, this came so fast. Like it took so long. And then it was like here, you know,
it's kind of like a wedding.
Yeah.
It's like if you don't, it's true. And you're planning your wedding. So my advice to you, actually, I don't want to minimize your wedding. It's going to be better than a fashion show, but it's almost like a wedding because it's like it goes by, it takes so much work, you know, and then you're there and then it can go by so quickly.
Right.
And it's always, for me, important to just kind of really enjoy it and just really not only enjoy it for myself, it's incredibly important for me to have people around me benefiting from it, people around me learning from it alongside with me, and people just kind of enjoying themselves with me at that, you know, during that moment. That's incredibly, that's really what makes joy the whole experience.
No, of course. And then of course, outside of that, you know, actually designing the pieces and working with, you know, all the people that go into the actual product itself, what inspires the looks of the lines? Like, what can we expect for the fall? Like, give us a little bit of background of how that comes together.
Sure. So I, as I said before, I don't really have, like, I design on Wednesdays, you know, like, I don't operate that way. I have the four, you know, I'm very fortunate. And so I get to travel a lot, a little bit, within the US, for work and, for what I do for my corporate job. And so I'm very observant. I'm always looking at things. So I'm always thinking, which is both a bad and a good thing. So right now, for example, I'm thinking about my spring 2019 collection because it's, you know, you have to have it ready kind of a year before. Right. And I've already started jotting ideas. It's crazy. I know. I've already started ideas for that. So that's kind of what my process is. And for me, it's kind of a lengthy process. I cannot sit down one night and just like bang out an entire collection.
Right.
It does not happen like that for me. I need, you know, I'm very regular. I'm a very, you know, nothing special about the process. I need my time. I need to think things through and I need to, envision things in my head. How are people going to wear this? How am I going to wear this? Colors and so on and so forth. For the fall of 18, which currently we are, about to shoot for our lookbooks, the collection, Jackie, as my previous collections, is going to be a very classic collection. As you know, I don't tend to follow a lot of trends. You know, I may take an idea from here or there, but I don't want to create something that is going to go out of style in a year or after a season. So fall, and I'm looking at my inspiration board right now, it's going to be simple. It's going to have very feminine silhouettes. It's going to be very colorful, and it's going to be very romantic, actually. I love designing for the fall because you can get so much more creative, and I feel like you can play with so many different types of fabrics, you know, because it's fall and it's a little colder. So that's what we can expect for the fall.
No, I love it. And I really always love that you just beat to your own drum, you know, because I do feel like so many people do follow the trends and that's why you're Melina and successful because you just do your own thing. You know, I love it.
And, you know, when I used to go shopping as a teenager, you know, I used to get my allowance money and I used to go shopping and there's only so much I could buy because I didn't have a lot of money and my mom was raising three girls on her own. So she didn't have a lot of money. And so I was always very careful with what I, you know, well, I wasn't always very careful by choice. I had to be careful, right? So when I went to the store, I couldn't just buy anything. So I always trained myself to buy what I fell in love with. And then I just, as I became an adult and I had a little bit more money to spend on the things that I liked and wanted, I was still kind of like, you know, I'm still not in love with anything. So when a woman walks into a store or when she goes to my site or when she comes to my house, to my studio, I really do want her, I want her to invest in a dress because she truly and honestly and genuinely cannot live without this dress.
Well, you started as a businesswoman, as a young-aged teenager, Melina. So inspiring. And I really feel like your dresses totally attract what you're putting out there. So it's really, really great. So I'd love to talk about where the dresses are. Can we talk about retailers, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been, again, very fortunate. We are in boutiques across the country, continuing to grow slowly and steadily in Massachusetts. We are in Christina's Bridal. You can find us online as well. We are in some great stores like Hugo Nicholson, like, of course, I'm going to blank out right now. Like, God, I just blanked out on all the stores that I'm in.
Hugo
Nicholson in Canada. I know. Hugo Nicholson, Aversa, which they've been so good to me, those girls. So as we continue to grow and I continue to create relationships with these boutiques, they become part of like my family. You know, they have supported me since my very, you know, humble beginnings, where now when nobody wanted to buy anything, you know, when I first launched my collection, I did not sell one piece, actually. So that means the world to me. So it's really, you kind of become family with these people. You get to know them. They get to know you. You talk on the phone all the time when they have questions, when I have questions. We follow each other on Instagram, and it's really neat.
I love it. I mean, like you said, it just becomes family because you just have so, they get to know you throughout your process of growth too, which is really
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure that they're so proud of you too, to see how far you've come.
And I tend to actually ask them, you know, what did really well, what didn't do well? Like, I just don't, this is more than just a business, you know, I don't want to just dresses out there to sell them and then forget about them. I want these stores to do well. I know that the internet, stores in general, but especially specialty boutiques, they've taken a hit. And so if I'm going to partner with these people, I want to bring something of value to the table. I'm not only thinking about myself and the women that I want to dress, but these are people that are putting their faith in me, and I want them to succeed. I want to be a part of their success.
No, I think that, and the only way you can learn to grow and get better with the line anyway is to learn from what's working and what doesn't. So it's really smart to do.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're going to play a little game time so people can get to know Melina on a personal level. Okay, so.
I don't know if people need to know all of that, but.
No, this will be fun. And you can answer however you want. There's no pressures. This is just like a fun segment that I started. So what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
Anything, right? So outside
anything,
of the normal.
Yeah, it has to be something you do every day.
Yeah, right now I actually have to have my, you know, my protein shake, like my meal replacement shake.
Awesome. That's good.
Yes.
Love it.
Well, honey, my belly is out of control. So as you get older, you're going to have to come up with some kind of routine to help that area. So that's my routine right now.
You are so funny, Melina. You're so tiny. To anybody who knows Melina, she is like far from heavy. You're so funny.
I'm usually wearing spandex, though. I mean, to be completely honest, I'm usually kind of like half awake, half asleep. It's just because I'm wearing spandex and about to faint, but or wearing some kind of something around my waist. But that's my one routine that I'm trying to stick to, and you know, it's making a difference. So
good.
I'm trying to be good and keep at it. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Okay. So if you were stranded on an island, what would be the one product you would have to bring with you? Would it be the protein shake in the morning?
No, I'm not that good. If I could bring one thing, I'm going to be a very responsible adult and say, it would probably have to be, if I was stranded in an island, you know, I'm going to need water. I could say so many other things, but I'm going to be good. And I'm going to say water. I would need water to drink if I were on an island.
Cause you can, I think you can live a certain amount of time just on water, right?
I think so. Yeah. Like you don't have to eat, but you definitely need to be hydrated.
Yeah. Melina, that was like a very impressive answer.
And I just thought of it
a little more like fashion-esque or whatever. Okay. So outside of water, what else would you bring with you?
So outside of water, well, I'm in an island. I don't need high heels. I would probably need chapstick.
Oh, that's good. And what's your personal reason for that? Is the lips like a very personal thing that needs, you hate when your lips are dry?
Yeah, I hate when they're dry. And then when I'm on vacation, if I'm on an island, I mean, I'm assuming if I ended up there, I'm going to have a bathing suit already on. So I'm probably going to be swimming. So with the salt water and everything, my lips are definitely going to get dry. I hate that feeling. If my husband happens to visit me in the island, I'm going to want to have soft lips. So I'm going to need chapstick.
I love it. That's so great. That's awesome. Okay. So if you could spend, this is turning the tables a little bit. If you could spend a full day with anybody in the fashion world, who would it be and why?
I would have loved to have met, it doesn't matter, dead or alive, right?
It doesn't matter, yep.
I would have loved to have met Oscar de la Renta only because, well, his designs to me define timeless elegance. His dresses are so beautiful. But also, he did a lot of good for the world. He was also from the Dominican Republic, and he did a lot of work for the community, not only there. And so I would want to ask how he did that, to go back and do good things like that, you know, good things that are not about him, that are about other people. And I would try to learn so that I could do some of those things myself. One of the people that I would love to have met, you know, had I had the chance.
He's part of the Dominican.
He is from the Dominican. Yes. He lived, you know, in Europe and all over the world, but he was from the Dominican and he actually built, I want to say, one of the resorts there. And he was very involved, with the community there. He did a lot of good things for the country. So yeah.
Oh my God. I love it. That's freaking awesome. What a good choice. So what is your favorite Friday night cocktail that you have to have on a weekend? What is your first choice?
I like wine. I am not actually a cocktail person, and that is a different story for a different day. but I am usually good with a glass of Pinot Noir.
I love it. So classy, light. That's the one thing I agree about Pinot Noir. It's just super light and does the job.
It's light, so you can have a glass or two and not feel sick the next day. It's what works for me. So in the summer, I can, you know, knock back a couple of beers. I'm also like a beer right out of the bottle type of girl. But when we're being classy and I'm just kind of, you know, the kids are in bed and I'm just relaxing, watching some trash TV, that's what I like to have by my side.
I love it. And what is your go-to trash TV since we're on this topic?
Oh my God. So I have to say, I love, there's two. I love The Real Housewives.
Me too.
I absolutely love them. So
too.
I have to have it. I mean, if there was electricity in the island, the TV would probably be my one thing to have. So I could actually watch the show. And then there's a Mexican series now on Netflix, and I'm just waiting for the new season. I started it last, maybe a couple of months ago, and I watched it like in 1 month, and it was so good. It's about this woman who's married to the president, and she's really strong, and the president gets killed, and it's a really good drama. And so those are my two guilty pleasures right now.
Do you know the name of it?
It's in Spanish. So the name of it is Ingobernable.
Okay, cool.
Which is like a woman that you cannot control, which, you know,
it shows like two sides to Melina's personality too. You know what I mean? I love it.
Well, I like the housewives because of their clothes. I mean, those ladies, the wigs, the clothes, the jewelry, and they're always like, I want their lives and their cars and their houses.
My God.
It's so beautiful.
What's your favorite one?
It's fantasy.
Well, what did you say?
It's fantasy life. It's like, you're allowed to dream a little bit.
No, totally. And what is your, like, out of all of the housewives, which one do you like the most? Like, in terms of, like,
Beverly Hills? Yeah, that's my favorite.
I'm right there with you. Lisa Vanderpump's house is freaking everything.
It's crazy. I always think when they put her house on TV, I always think it's one of her restaurants.
Me too. Well,
and then I see the ducks. It's like, oh, no, it's her house.
Yeah. And the horses. I mean, literally, it is fantasy.
It's crazy. Well, they're not horses. They're like ponies, right? Or are they little horses? I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, like who has that in their house? Like, that's just crazy.
Oh my God, I love it. That was so great. Good job, Melina. Good game time. Okay. So. obviously I do want to tie into the fact that for people who don't know who you are that are listening, that like you do work a 9-to-5 on top of being a designer, which is really amazing. So what do you say to people that question your ability to focus on two businesses?
You know, it's interesting that you asked me this question, Jackie, because, I have had people be very supportive of it. I've had, You know, women come up to me and tell me, you know, I have a job. Women that I work with actually tell me, I have a job. I love my job, but I have this other idea. You know, I'm a mom and I want to start blogging. How do I do that? And I didn't realize that there were so many women in the workplace, you know, in the corporate workplace that had passions, that had passions outside of their jobs, which is perfectly fine. And a lot of us who have corporate jobs are not working 9 to 5. A lot of us are working 8 to 10 or 8 to 7 or on the weekends if we have presentations, especially if we're managing teams of people, which is my case. Right. And I've had people question my ability to be focused, or, well, if you're passionate about your clothing line, then really how passionate or how involved can you be in your job? And it's not about having an answer for those people. You know, you get to a point in your life where as long as when I put my head on my pillow, I know that I've done my best every day, that I'm doing the best for my team that I work with, you know, at work, and that I'm doing the best for my kids and my business, then it kind of is all that I care about. And especially if the people that truly know me, my core network around me, I know what I'm about. It's impossible for you to prove yourself to everybody. I just want to say to any woman listening, or a man actually, you know, the thought of a woman not being able to have different interests, it's almost like saying to me, I take it very personal, it's very archaic, it's also insulting, and it is hurtful. As much as you want to say, you know, I'm a tough chick and it doesn't matter and I don't care, it's hurtful because in essence, you're telling us that we are only able, or we only have the ability to do one thing. And that is so not true. We can be mothers and we can be wives. We can be homeowners and we can be business owners. And we can play golf if we want to. I don't know who would ever want to do that. But if you want to, so you can do it. And you can lead teams and you can be number one in the country if you are in sales, as I happen to be. You don't that doesn't mean that you can do everything. No human being can do everything. I certainly cannot. And the only reason that I can do the few things that I can do is because of my network. That's very important. I could not do this by myself. But do I have a right to follow my passion and to explore? Absolutely. And no one, absolutely no one is going to take that away from me. And that's what I encourage everyone out there to believe and to think about and to follow their passions. If you have a job and you have kids and you have an extra hour and you want to dedicate that hour to whatever it is that is your passion, whether it makes you money or not, do it.
Really and inspiring.
As long as you're happy. That's
no,
it. That's
I love that. It's so true. I mean, I think everybody has, I mean, it's almost like self-care on some level because your heart's in there, you know?
Of course. And, yeah. You know, when you have children, there are times, of course, when you know, I was traveling all last week for work and I had to come home Thursday night to see the kids. I could have kept traveling, but it was important for me to come home Thursday night, see the kids, and then get on a train at 6 a.m. the next day. And it's tiring, but that's okay. That makes me happy. And when I am happy, everybody else around me is happy. I'm a much better mom. I'm a much better wife. You know, when my husband has told me, Melina, when you're in the house and you're happy and you're dancing and you're being your Dominican crazy self, look around you. The kids are crazy. They go crazy for that stuff. So would I rather, you know, spend a little bit less time with them and show them that they can do whatever they want in the world, that they can follow their dreams, then be home 24/7 and be miserable, then, you know, that's kind of my very own personal thought about that. So I'd rather do the first.
Really inspiring. Love all of that. Thank you for sharing your story, because I feel like there are a lot of people that are even in transition feeling like, do they have to leave what they're doing? Like, no, there is no reason to feel like that, right?
Absolutely. Unless you absolutely want to.
Right.
You
totally
feel like
different
you can
story,
manage
though.
Both. Right. You know what you can, what you're capable of doing. And you should also know when, okay, I'm pushing myself too hard. Something's got to go. Something's got to give. Or maybe something doesn't, you don't have to give it up. Maybe you need to delegate. You know, there's so many ways to live a fulfilling life and to follow your passion. And I have two very different careers, and I am very passionate about both. I'm very passionate about healthcare. I've been working in healthcare since I was 14. You know, I've been touched by chronic conditions in my family. It's my way of giving back. I love making a difference for patients. And girl, I like a pretty dress.
So combine both of your passions in one. I love it.
You know, so it doesn't matter if they're both very different. Right. If your heart is in it, you'll make it work.
Right. No, that's so true, Melina. Thank you for sharing your story. I think more people need to hear that. So that was really inspiring.
Thank you.
No, of course. So before we close out, what is next for Melina? So you're working on spring 2019. What are the goals for the brands? Are you going to expand retailers? Like, what can we expect from you, and where can people even purchase them to new viewers that are listening?
So now I'm afraid to name stores because I don't want to leave anybody out.
Okay. So we won't do stores then, but what are the goals?
but in all seriousness, so we're getting ready to launch fall of 18. Spring of 18 is going to be in stores end of February. We're getting ready to launch our lookbooks and all of that, which will be on social media and all over the place this month, actually. And then I started thinking about spring 2019. One of my goals this year as a designer is to, increase the amount of retailers, especially in Massachusetts where I live. Number two, I also want to transition a little more. I'm currently working on or studying strategies to kind of make my little mark in Latin America, in the Dominican Republic to be specific. And then as a mom and human being, I want to get into swimming with the kids, something that I want to start doing on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then finally, yeah, we need to start doing that because they can't swim, and the oldest one is already 4, which I think I'm the worst mother at school, but, you know, we'll get there. And then on the corporate side, actually, I have already started thinking about, what's my next step? You know, I haven't stopped yet. I'm here, but I want to get to the next level. So I started kind of doing a self-assessment, especially now it's review time, self-assessment of, okay, here's where I want to go. These are the strengths that I have that will help me get there, but these are some other things that I need to learn. So how are we going to do that? So those are, you know, in my personal corporate designer life, those are some of the goals that I have for this year.
No, it's great. It's like each side of Melina in all aspects of her life.
Yes, so it's a little crazy at times.
Hey, whatever. As long as you find a happy medium, that's all that matters, right?
Exactly.
Love
and good wine.
Yeah, and good wine and trash TV. Yeah, forget trash TV.
Exactly.
Well, Melina, this has been so great. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. Again, thank you so much for the support that you've shown me since the beginning. It's because of women like you, really, that women like me are able to go at it every day. You truly are an inspiring woman.
Thanks, Melina. I'm sending hugs through virtual audio. You're the best.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Next On Scene, and stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.